In the name of Jesus, amen. Beloved siblings of our Lord Jesus Christ, seeing is believing, or so the saying goes. But in the Gospel of John, there is much to be said for the suggestion that something other than seeing, that in fact hearing rather than seeing, is what the gospel is meaning to extol. For according to John, if one is to see with the mind and the heart, what only that mind and heart can see, what eyes of faith alone can see about Jesus, who he really is, and what it is that he has done to take away the sin of the world, if above all else, this is what we all must see in Jesus, then what we fundamentally need, according to John, is not the eyes that we are born with, but ears. Ears that are ready to hear what your eyes can in no way see. You see? After all, there is more to Jesus than meets the eye, is there not? Never does the mere seeing of Jesus with the naked eye suffice to inform. Never. Have you believed because you have seen? Asks Jesus. He likes to ask freighted, leading questions. His question is for all of his disciples. His question is for all who believe. His question is for you. Have you believed solely on the basis of what you have seen? Or has something else happened? Something more? From beginning to end, John's gospel consistently and compellingly proclaims that something more must indeed happen, must always happen, if any are ever to see Jesus as he must in the end be seen. And so, early on the first day in John's gospel that Jesus first appears in John's telling of his story, the Baptist, or Jesus, that is, first appears to the Baptist. He appears to the one whose solitary purpose in life was to testify to the coming of a later and greater one, to Jesus, so that all might believe through him. So when John sees Jesus coming toward him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," he says this because he knows that Jesus is not just greater. He says this because he knows that Jesus is preeminently greater. Ha protos is he, for those who know a little Greek in this place. The greatest of all is he. But there is more. John says this, he knows this about Jesus, not because he has seen this with his own two eyes. He says this because someone has previously said this to him. He says this because John has previously been told this about Jesus. For at first, declares John, I did not know him. He did not know who his cousin, Jesus, really was. Wait, what? Really? But then he who sent me to baptize with water, adds John, then the sender said to me, the sent one, he upon whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Oh. heaven tells the Baptist what to look for. And heaven tells him how to understand it when he sees it. Then and only then does John see one thing, see Jesus, and believe another. Then and only then does John proclaim, this is royalty. This is great David's greater son, that son of God. This is Messiah. From heaven above, a word is spoken to John. From heaven above, a word is heard. A word is taken to heart and believed so that in turn it might be repeated, so that in turn it might be said again and again and again. Only with the aid of the voice from heaven does John see the one whose voice is to be heard above all other voices. First, then, John hears. Then he sees and believes what he has heard. Then he testifies to what he has heard. Then the lesser one gives way to the greater one. The lesser defers to the preeminent speaking of Jesus. For never will the blind and bereft beggars of this world of darkness ever otherwise see. Do you now see? Otherwise blind and bereft are we. And so on the next day, when John is again standing, this time with two of his own disciples, and he sees Jesus again, he says it again. Behold, behold the Lamb of God. And then John's disciples hear this. They hear it and they believe it. And they follow Jesus. Jesus turns and sees that they are following him, and he says to them, he says to us all, what are you seeking? And they say to him, Rabbi, which of course means teacher, where are you staying? For at the behest of their former teacher, at his word, their wish is now to go and stay with this greater one. Their wish is now to be the disciples of Jesus. So Jesus, rather suggestively, says to them, says again to us all, come and you will see. For greater things than what they have thus far seen must they finally see. Greater things will they see. When the preeminent teacher teaches what only he can teach. What only he has been given to say. For who he is as the Word made flesh is precisely what Jesus must do. Who he is what he does. He speaks a word that must be heard if any are ever to see. He says what none have said before. He completes what must be said. For solely sufficient to inform what you see is the word of the Word made flesh. A word is spoken. A word is heard. a word is taken to heart and believed, so that in turn it might be repeated, so that in turn it might be said again and again until he comes again. Each of those who are first to believe in John, the first chapter, hears, each of them hears from another. Only on the basis of what they hear do any of them ever see, do any of them ever point to the one whose own speaking informs all things. Only then do any of them herald the foundationally necessary and solely sufficient revelation of God, whose truth the Word made flesh is. Now, one of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. So Andrew departed first and found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. And Andrew brought his brother to Jesus. In other words, he continued the pattern of repeating to others what he himself had heard, so that others too might hear, so that others too might come. For the blessed are not those who believe solely on the basis of what they have seen. Instead, the blessed are those who believe what flesh and blood eyes can in no way see. They believe what they have heard. They believe on account of the word. What cannot be seen must be heard, and so God sends his word. He sends so that you too might see him in your hearing of him and live. Lord, keep us steadfast in your word till the day that you come again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.